Welcome to our morning show today at WRCO. It's our day to focus on the Richland School District with Carrie Stoltz, Director of Marketing and Communications. And she has brought along some buddies today. Miranda Culver is here, Senior Class Advisor. And we also have a couple of honored members of the 2026 graduating class at RCHS. Taylor Wirtz and Ella Cairns are here. We'll talk to them in just a little bit. How about it, Carrie? Here we are. It seems like we're just talking about the 2025-26 school year, and now we're down to the final days.
We are. Nine to go. The countdown is on. So especially for the seniors, I'm sure they're counting it down.
Isn't that crazy?
Very.
How fast time goes.
It goes fast. I know. I've only been here for 2 years. It's hard to believe that this is only my second year, my second graduation season to get through, but it goes so fast. I mean, I'm here every month, and yet it is shocking when you flip the calendar. And this year especially, because it was May, and so we're done in May, and so there wasn't even another calendar flip. It was just like, bam, it's here. So crazy.
Yeah, it has been. It's been an eventful spring at RCHS.
Yes.
Softball last night. Big win.
It was awesome. So cool. Yeah, I think it's been 30 years since we had a conference championship and got it last night, got it done. I saw some great photos and a fun video of the girls getting their plaque. And it's just been an awesome season for them. And I think another game on Tuesday, non-conference, and then postseason starts on Thursday. But fingers crossed we'll have a bye for that and maybe even some home games. So it'll be great to invite the community out to come see our girls. They're doing amazing.
They are. Yeah, it's been fun. And the track teams are doing well. First of all, with participation, they've got great numbers this spring.
We do. So my daughter happens to be on the track team, and she's like, yep, the bus is very full when they're on their way to meets. And I guess the pole vault poles also travel with them. So kind of crazy that takes up the aisle, I think. So yeah, it's fascinating. And man, I had never really been to a track meet before this year. So it's a lot of going on, a lot of people. There's usually a lot of schools there. And Richland Center is really well represented for our track team this year. We've had a couple records set, which is awesome. Owen Dreyer got the 2 mile record. And it was so nice to celebrate that. And the guy who he'd broken the record, I think it's Mike Burns is the guy's name. He even commented on the Facebook page, like, congratulations to him, and wish he would have been there to see it. So it was so neat to see that kind of across the generations connection happen and for those two to connect.
That's really cool. For Mike, I mean, you got to feel honored that your record stood that long. That's 46 years. That's pretty good.
I know.
And then Owen's only a freshman. He'll probably break it again.
Yeah, probably. It's shocking that he's just a freshman. But yeah, I was telling the kids, I'm like, yeah, that record's older than I am. So that was kind of an eye-opener there for him. So yeah, it's been there a long time. So yeah. It'll be nice to see the new plaque go up.
And they're at Sparky Reynolds' invite tonight at Boscoville, which is a huge meet.
Yes, there are. I don't even know how many teams there are, so parking will probably be a bit of a nightmare, but we're going to do it. Well, I'll be there to support anyway. So
parents and fans get their track skills in, too, by just getting into the gate.
2 mile walk, right? It's exactly. Great. We'll get there. So, yeah.
Absolutely. So some other things you want to talk about today, Carrie.
Yeah. So, I mean, we've got some great stuff coming up to wrap up the year. The band had their last concert last week, and that was awesome to see. They always do such a nice job with the spring concert. The middle school band wrapped up. We have the choir is doing their performance on Monday. So it's the middle school is going to perform. I think it's at 6:30. And then the high school is going at 7:30. So it's one night to do both concerts. And that'll be the last one for choir. Got field days coming up at the other school. So those are always fun events. I know some of the high schoolers are coming out to help with those just to the logistics wise. And then we've got tons of stuff for our seniors coming up. So I don't want to steal any thunder from these guys. But yeah, the senior year has so many fun and just great times for the class to be together one last time. Senior sunset and senior trip and walking downtown, all the things that are just a really great part of senior year here at Richland Center.
Let's bring on some of our honored guests, if we would.
Yeah,
here.
Let's do it.
Well, first of all, we'll talk to Miranda Culver. Miranda, good morning. I think maybe it's the first trip to the morning show, isn't it?
Well, I've been here in other capacities, but yes.
In other capacities.
My first time as a senior class advisor. I'm really glad to be here and glad to have worked with this group of students. They've been amazing and will go do amazing things in the world as they move away from RCHS, but we've had a great senior year. I have a senior timeline that we work on from the start of the year, but really it's from the moment they start their freshman year, and even in middle school, they start fundraising, they start looking forward to senior events, and this class in particular has done a great job with fundraising and kind of planning. In addition to like the district field trip this year, we were able to take an additional field trip to the Mall of America, and then we'll have a trip next week. In addition to that, they like really, really give back. We'll end up with some extra money from the class that they're going to donate to one of the clubs in the school. So, yeah, they've been great. Great to work with the whole time.
That money doesn't go to their five-year class reunion then. It goes to a better cause, I guess.
Yeah, they decided to donate to another group. So, yeah, they've done a great job.
How long have you been a senior class advisor at RCHS?
I have been with these students since their sophomore year. So okay. This is my third year.
So you went with the class each year then? You don't just do every senior class?
No. Yeah.
Good. What about memories? What do you think you're going to remember about the class of 2026 when all is said and done?
Well, I will take back from this class. I'm way back to their sixth grade year, the teachers at the middle school, when things kind of shut down for COVID, and they got put in cohorts. The teachers there just said, and maybe they say this every year, but they said, this is the best group of students. They are so kind. And I think, of course, everyone was sad with things being shut down for COVID, but they were like, these kids are so great. We're going to genuinely miss them. And then they were put, I think St. Mary's was a small group already, but at the middle school, they were put in little cohorts or little pods. And the teachers, like, just really, I remember them just commenting, and I didn't even work for the district then, like, how much they loved the sixth graders and then seventh graders at that time. And I've seen that. These students, all students are amazing, but these students really focus on giving back to the community. And I think we'll carry that on as they go into their adult lives.
There's a lot to take in during the senior year, a lot of, you know, like little milestones and things like that, but it really comes down to the next couple of weeks. You guys are really busy, aren't you?
I'm super busy, some super exciting events. I don't know if the two ladies with us want to talk about that, but yeah, we have almost every day filled, and then it's over.
That's crazy. And then high school commencement, is there a limit on people that can attend that?
There is not a capacity other than the capacity of the field house itself. So students get tickets for a little better seats for their friends and family members. And then the bleachers and chairs in the back are open to the public.
And as far as class speakers and things like that, that's all been determined?
It has been determined, yeah. Our senior class officers and then the valedictorian and salutatorian, along with our senior executive board members, all are speaking at graduation.
Right. What else do you teach at Richland Center High School?
I'm one of the two school counselors for the 7th through 12th graders, along with Kara Lemke. So that's also just a great opportunity to meet each student, kind of work on their post-high school planning, and just be there to support them through these years.
Nice to hear, like, their plans and what they intend to do and, you know, and go on. I think our future's safe, pretty bright, isn't it?
It's just great. Yeah. Something amazing this year for our graduation is we know every year where students are going, but this year even more pinpointed. Every single student has a plan, and that will be posted at graduation. So that's really exciting to see.
Good. So some 4 years, 2 years, some going out in the workforce?
Quite a few going to the workforce, some 4 years, some 2 years, some going for apprenticeships and different things like electricians and cosmetology. So just a really great array of things to do.
Great. And the graduation, it's kind of a bittersweet time because, like I say, you know these, they're like family, right?
Yeah, they are like family. It's a little different even the next week when we come back and are getting report cards out and stuff. It's a little quieter for us there, but it's their time. Like, they've gotten everything they need from us. It's their time to go do other things in the world.
You brought along a couple of members of the 2026 class. Why Taylor Wirtz and Ella Cairns?
Taylor's our class president, and it's just been really amazing to see her through high school and really enjoy this role, helping with things in the school. And then Ella, the same, has been really helpful, and both have been members of student council as well, and really enjoy giving back and helping their class and the community.
Right. Well, we'll bring them on and let them speak as well. Taylor Wirtz, class president. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm so excited to be here.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that. And I'm sorry that it's your first time, but better late than never.
Yeah, that's okay. Sure. I'm excited.
So as class president, what are some roles that you've had this year?
This year, we've had to plan Snowball, which is our winter formal. So that's really been exciting, planning with the other members on the board. That took most of the year to plan. And then homecoming is always a huge thing, from just getting ready, from having our reps, the float, the dance, most of the stuff, which the dance is put on by student council. But yeah, there's been a lot of stuff this year going on. And last year we planned prom, so that was another huge thing we've been trying to save up for since freshman year, getting ready for that.
It was a big doings, too.
Yes,
yeah.
Very big.
So coming up, you've got some special days. You have the monetary, the non-monetary awards. Would you like to talk about those days?
Yeah, that will take place on Friday during our fourth quarter assembly. That will be during the day, so all students will already be there. And then that same day, we have our senior sunset at the football field, so that's really exciting. We started the year with our senior sunrise, so it's just so crazy that we're already at the end of the year and now we're just going to be on the football field for our last time together, so that's really exciting.
That is exciting. So you're there at sunset time and you watch the sunset together.
Yes, we did that during sunrise. We were there before school started, then we went to school for the first day, and now this will be our last day together watching the sunset.
Wow. It's a little bittersweet, isn't it, Ella?
A little bittersweet, yeah.
Yeah. Lots of photo opportunities, though.
Yes. Yes, lots of photo opportunities.
So you're a senior advisory board member.
Yes,
what,
I am.
What does that entail?
Mainly for me, I've done just a lot of helping make decisions. Like, I attend meetings and I confirm the decisions and I just help them out with my opinion, really. But, yeah.
A lot of things, a lot of highlights. Boy, last night's softball win was a highlight, wasn't it?
Yeah, softball was crazy last night. Thank you, Abigail, for that home run. yeah, absolutely crazy.
And a nice thing to celebrate. That kind of, it kind of caps off what's been a really memorable year, right?
Yeah. Kyrie's worked really, really hard on the mound, and everyone on the team has worked really, really hard getting their swings better all season, and it was just awesome. Just a good way to celebrate all our hard work, because that was the goal we set at the beginning of the season, and we try not to get all confident and cocky, but we stayed humble and we pulled through, and it was awesome.
And the tournament is coming up. How cool would that be if you could go a little ways this year?
Yeah, that would be, I'd be so excited to do that. That'd be really fun. Hopefully we do the same. Last year we got regionals, so hopefully we can pull off the same thing, even go further maybe.
Is it hard to kind of manage your time, Ella, because you're in softball and you're doing these road trips, but also you have senior stuff going on, too?
Well, kind of, but I have work release, so I have some spare time before, like, practices and games and everything, so I usually have my time, but I can understand for other girls that are at school all day how that would be a little difficult, because we get out at 3:35 and practice, we have to be at the field by like 3:50, so that's like 15 minutes to get changed and everything. But right. I don't usually struggle with my time management, no.
And where do you work?
State Farm with my parents.
There's the plug right there.
Yeah, they're so pretty easy with my schedule.
Really? Your bosses are pretty good?
Yeah, I like them
work
a lot.
Okay. So what are some things that they make you do? when you're supposedly working here?
Sometimes I write birthday cards to customers.
Well, that's a good thing, right?
Yeah. Sometimes I take care of Kermit at State Farm.
Oh, all right. And you told me one time when you were on the show that you wouldn't mind coming back and maybe...
Yeah, I wouldn't really. I wouldn't. I like what they do a lot, and I'm still kind of interested in that. We'll see. I'm going to Edgewood to study speech therapy, but we'll see what happens after that.
Why speech therapy?
My mom was a speech therapist, and I just, like, the way she described it, it just sounds so, I like the idea of helping someone, especially helping someone, like, find their voice. I think that's really cool. Yeah.
Taylor, what about you? Where are you headed next year?
I'm going to UW-Whitewater for 4 years. I'm going to be studying business. I'm just going to try and figure it out as I go, but I really like that both my parents are business owners, and I kind of want to follow them in their footsteps, so I'm excited for that.
What would the dream business be for Taylor Wirt someday? Have you thought about that?
I have not. I don't know. But I just really like how my dad, he does a lot of remodeling, and he always has very happy customers, so I just love that. And my mom sells furniture, and a lot of happy customers there, too. I just like how always putting smiles on people's faces. So that's exciting.
Sure. Well, hopefully it's a business in downtown Richland Center someday, you know, down the road.
Maybe. We'll have to see. We'll have to see where the road takes me.
Miranda mentioned that you guys came through COVID, you know, and maybe you could talk about that. What do you remember? Because you were in sixth grade, right, Taylor?
Yes, I was in sixth grade. Ella and I both went to St. Mary's. So my seventh grade year, I was online. So that pulled me apart from my class, but when we came back to St. Mary's, all of the St. Mary's kids had like a super strong bond, and we had a class of 8, so we were all together all the time. We never got separated, but yeah, COVID was really hard, but once we got to come back together in the classroom, it just was so much better, and we made a lot of lifelong friendships, like Ella and I sitting here together today. My best friend. So that was really exciting that we just got to spend all that time together. And I'm so grateful that I have like such a great friendship from COVID, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really nice.
Some good things, I guess, did come from all of that.
Definitely.
Ella, would you like to say anything about that?
I remember I was working a fish fry, and it was, I think her name's Mrs. Faber at the time. She was our principal, and she was, like, getting all these phone calls, and she was like, we're not going to have school, and I was just excited, if I'm being honest. But then reality set in, and I was in my house for 6 months, and then we came back to seventh grade, and there was only 6 kids in our class, and it wasn't an enjoyable experience, but I think it really made me and my classmates who we are today, because just the 6 of us being in there, and then eighth grade, the 8 of us, it really just does create like that unbreakable bond that Taylor was talking about, because we all just got so close. We were like, we were literally like siblings. We did everything together. It was awesome. Yeah.
And online learning, though, that was kind of difficult to get used to at first.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
At first, everyone was just like scrambling to get things together, and it was just kind of hard. I mean, they were pretty easy with the grading, though, so I was thankful for that. But it was hard, but once we got back in person, things were a lot better, a lot better.
Right. Taylor, you probably remember that when you got from the online learning, you back in person. And
yeah, that was really nice. And then 2 weeks into my 8th grade year, I got COVID. And So then we all had to go back online. So that was rough. But then we got back to the classroom again, and I was thankful to actually be social again.
But great memories. And I think you as a class, 2026, it brought you all closer together, didn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and in terms of high school memories, I know somebody else is probably going to be giving that speech, but do you have a favorite class? How about a favorite teacher through those days?
Favorite teacher, Miss Jones is probably our favorite teacher, because we were both in homeroom together, so that also made us even closer because we were in homeroom. But she is a great math teacher. We are so grateful for her. We probably would have never paid attention in class if it wasn't for her.
We are supposed to be in her class right now.
Oh,
sorry, Miss Jones. Sorry,
skipping
Ms. Jones.
Out of her class, so you—that's why you said Mrs. Jones.
Yeah. No, I do agree. I love Mrs. Jones. She's also she's always been my Aunt Jamie, kind of that aunt role in my life. I have a really deep appreciation for her. She literally got me through all my math classes in high school, and she's just such a wonderful person, and she's always there, despite us being naughty sometimes, always talking. She got us through, really, or at least she got me through.
She got me through, too.
I don't know if she realizes that, but she played a huge, huge role in my high school experience. And
that's awesome. Math isn't always, it doesn't come easy for some of us.
No,
right?
No.
I know it didn't for me, but so it's nice to have that person to pull you through. Yeah. And if your occupation does take you into the insurance world, you might need to know a little bit of math.
Yeah, and right? I might have to give her a call back.
You might. Anything else you'd like to say as far as senior memories or memories with the class?
One of Taylor and I's favorite memories is definitely during the homecoming assembly. There was a speaker out on the floor, and he was like, if you bring me the homecoming queen, then you get a piece of candy. And I was a homecoming queen, so Taylor obviously grabs my hand, and we're running towards the middle. Mind you, they just got done with a watermelon eating contest, and Taylor and I slipped and fell and hit our heads on the floor hard.
In front of every single class.
Everyone.
Everyone. All
and
the teachers.
It was right before the parade, and my head hurt so bad.
Oh, no.
She still has a scar on her elbow.
Really? Yeah. So this is like a serious thing.
Yeah. Yes. Mr. Johnson was not happy. Because
he thought I was concussed, and he was like, oh, no, what if you can't play in the volleyball game? And I was like, I'm not concussed. I might have been a little bit, but that's besides the point.
We got through it. We got through it,
yeah.
That's like something out of a movie.
It literally felt like it, and no cameras were on because our phones are taken away, so like, there's just no proof of it, which is really unfortunate. But
I can't believe somebody didn't capture that moment.
I know.
Or post it.
There's a camera that you can watch live streams on, and that wasn't even on, and I was so sad because if I'm going to fall like that, I at least want to see it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So you had a nice fall, it sounds like.
Yeah, it was hard.
Yeah.
Literally.
It was really hard.
Speaking of which, Taylor, you were on the volleyball team.
Yes, we had a great season this year. We had a very young team, and I think they're going to have some great years coming ahead. I'm super excited to come back and watch them. My sister's in eighth grade, so she'll be playing next year too. So I'm super excited about that, which makes me want to come back even more from Whitewater. And yeah, we had a great overall season, and I'm just so thankful for Johnson being my coach for the past 4 years. And it's bittersweet that I'm done, but I'm excited to see what they do the next few years. So,
What about some other clubs or extracurriculars you were involved in during your years, Taylor?
I played basketball this year, and then I also played golf this year, so that was fun.
I didn't realize that you had girls golf.
We don't have girls golf. I play with the guys.
You play with the guys?
Yes.
So you've been playing this spring then?
Yeah, I have been.
Oh, good.
Yeah, the girls season typically is during volleyball season. So I play volleyball and then I just play with the guys in the Southwest Conference. Okay. But yeah.
Good. Are you putting the guys to shame out there? Are you? Or?
I was. No, not really. I was missing too much math class. Sorry, Miss Jones. So I ended up stop competing, and then there's five other guys now, so yeah.
Okay. There's math involved with golf, though, too, right? You have
kind of
keep your score and things like that.
Try to keep my score down.
I know you've been busy during your 4 years, but what about some clubs for you, Ella?
I'm National Honor Society Vice President, and I'm also Student Council Vice President, and then I was also involved with the play Youth for Change, too. Yeah. A lot of that, but it's all fun. I love to be involved, and it's easy to manage. It's fairly easy to manage, but yeah.
All the things you're involved in, though, it really, you know, it kind of builds you for maybe some hobbies and things later in life.
Yeah, right? I'm really hoping in college that I can find some clubs that are similar, just because I like the, like, hands-on being involved experience. I don't like to be, like, just doing my work and, like, not, like, being involved with the community, which... Yeah, I've been very fortunate to be so involved with my community, especially through my parents, too.
Good. And senior trip, you got that coming up, right? Is that next week?
Is it next week? 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks on Thursday, we're going to Devil's Lake. The whole class is taking a bus to Devil's Lake, so we'll spend the day there. So really excited for that. And then 2 weeks ago on Sunday, I think it was 2 weeks ago, we went to Mall of America. Not the whole class, but that was really fun. We got amusement park tickets so we could go on rides, and then we went shopping. So that was a day full of adventures. So, yeah.
Did you shop till you dropped then?
I did. I shopped the whole entire time that I was there.
I'm sure I would have too. So, good stuff. We'll come back and talk a little bit more about the class of 2026 at Richland Center High School in just a moment when the morning show continues. On our morning show today from WRCO. Carrie Stoltz has brought along some friends, Director of Marketing Communications, and communicating all the things that have been going on. How about Hive Mind? Yeah. That just wrapped up recently.
It was about 2 weeks ago that we had the last session. So a big thank you to everybody who came out and participated. We got really awesome feedback from both nights. That'll be kind of on the website. The steering committee is meeting on Monday, so they kind of get the first look and to kind of sort through the data a little bit. But really, really great feedback from the community. I really hope everyone had a great time at the events. It was really neat on Sunday to kind of look backwards and on Wednesday to look forward. And so if you weren't able to participate, again, there'll be some data on the website over the summer as we kind of sort through all the big post-its that were on the wall and get that kind of data put together. Our admin staff was there that night and they were so gracious and wonderful to just get everything down, all the points that everyone had made. And even looking at the data, I think personally, having kind of looked at it and had some time with it, it's amazing to see. I look at the communications, obviously, from, you know, as my kind of first line, and to see the difference between we're doing good and we're not doing good enough. And so to kind of see that progress has been made and we're kind of on the right track, but we still have a long ways to go. The finish line's constantly moving. So making sure that we heard both of those perspectives from our community and that we're going to address them all, right? To say it's great that we're doing better, that we're doing a good job, but there's always more work to be done. And so making that a priority for our district too. So it was a great night and we really, really appreciate everybody who made the time to come out.
I think there's a chance in the future for community people to look up what some of the comments were.
Yep, right? Definitely. So we'll have a dedicated website website page that has kind of what the decision is made, kind of boiled up as to what they always say pillars or our points of interest are or whatever our five kind of goals, mission statement, things will be. And then further down, we'll kind of have some more raw data that people can look up and you'll see your comment on there if you had one or wrote something down. So we'll try and make it a little more high level at the beginning and then kind of you can boil down to anything that you really are interested in or had an opinion on that night or said or made a comment on. All those things, we'll have those kind of on there too. So be looking for it. It's the steering committee's meeting at least two more times and maybe three kind of coming up in the next few weeks. And I think the goal is by end of June, beginning of July to kind of have some more nuts and bolts put together to make a presentation.
Coming up the summer months, in fact, Jody Pretch was here the other day, your food services director, but summer food, you want to get people registered,
signed up,
right?
We do, definitely. So there's a Facebook post that went out a while ago. We'll send an email before the end of the year to all the district families. I think we were right at maybe getting close to 500 registered, but there's definitely time to register. I think they're accepting registrations through June 8th. On the website, if you go under departments and food service, there's a big button right there to sign up for food service or for summer food service. There will be, it might be a little different this year, just the pickup places because of construction that's going to be going on at the high school. So that'll be fun over the summer. I don't always know where our office will be if we have to get kicked out at all, but it'll be a bit of a movement happening there at the intermediate and the high school. Primary is all but done, so they're taking this summer off. They kind of got the short straw last summer, and this year it's intermediate and the high school's turn. So keep an eye out if we have to make changes with locations of pickups or anything like that. We'll try and send an email to everybody who's registered for that week. But we'll have signage out that first week, especially to kind of direct cars where they need to go. And it should be a great time. The gals in food service, they do such a nice job and have such a heart for our kids and our community and really just want to keep our kids fed all summer and make sure that the kids have a restful and enjoyable summer and never have to think about food.
Yes, I was at the soccer match the other night and I noticed a beautiful hornet right in the middle of the field.
Yeah.
So, and I'm thinking, Mr. Rogers in the class paint that? But somebody said it was actually done electronically.
Yeah,
right?
We signed a contract with, I'm not going to forget the name of it, but anyway, it's a little robot that can paint the field. And it's been really neat. So Chris Clerkin, our director of operations, has been kind of working through that. And I think we can do the other soccer field too, kind of down at the campus and get that done, and it'll draw lines, and it's really a neat experience.
So it not only draws straight lines, but it goes, does a little
figures. Yeah, you can program it. Yep, you can program it to do a couple things. The line, like, they have to redraw the lines a lot, but yeah, getting the Hornet on there was a project for sure. So yeah, I'm happy you noticed.
I knew Mr. Clerkin didn't paint it. I know
he did not. That was a definite.
He might have helped program it. It sounds like. Well, that's really cool. People should look forward to that. Maybe the next soccer match or nothing else in the fall when football starts.
Football's get going. Yeah, that'll be fun. I saw the post from the football team actually, where 100 days to kick off. So I mean, it comes up so quickly. So even that, looking forward to, you know, these girls mentioned homecoming is a big deal, and so I'll be here before we know it too. I'll be here in just a couple months talking about that.
You will.
And hopefully we see some of our seniors back for homecoming this year even.
I hope so. That's what it's supposed to be about.
Exactly.
Is alumni, right? And a couple of members of their class, Brady Dosh and Liam Fingerson, will be playing in the state all-star
they
football
They will
game.
Be, yeah. Plus we have coaches. So yes. Mr. Clerkin that you mentioned and Andrew Troxel, and I feel like there's one more that I'm forgetting. Apologies.
Dave Darling.
There we go. Okay. Yep. I knew there was one more. Yeah, so we have three coaches and two players in the All-Star game, which is just awesome. It's so neat to see these kids get to participate on a more state level, regional, all that. We mentioned softball is now conference representing the conference. So neat to see all the successes that the Hornets are having, you know, on and off the field and court. And it's just so neat. And again, this class is just fantastic. They've been leaders among all of our students. I think the banners of the seniors on the field, their fence is like so long. It's got the soccer girls and the track kids and softball's all over on their field, the baseball team. Like, you just, it's this huge long line of all these senior banners. And so we've been so, so lucky to have seniors who really cared and were involved and have done such a great job with the underclassmen, supporting them and being leaders. And it will be really, really sad to see them go, but they have left quite the wake of success behind them, and we're so excited to see where they go.
You bet. The Dr. Seuss book, Oh, the Places You'll Go. I always think about that when it gets to graduation time.
Yeah.
Miranda Culver as well. Maybe you can give us a little timeline of what these seniors will be involved in over the course of the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, just a few things coming up that are pretty important. Like they talked about earlier, our non-monetary awards, those are essentially like our school awards. We'll hand out cords. Take place next Friday, May 22nd at 1:15 in the auditorium at the high school. And then our monetary awards are a big scholarship night, and then we end with a senior slideshow for the students and their families. That starts at 6:30 on Wednesday, May 27th. Then turn right into the next day, going on our senior class trip. And then on Friday, May 29th, for all the students that want to participate, there's a nice walk through the primary school starting at 9 a.m., moving on to the intermediate school at 9:30 a.m., and then St. Mary's after that at 10:15, and right after that about 10:45, starting by the Nazarene Church, students will loop up Main Street and then loop back around and come down Court Street, I believe is the route, through a downtown walk in their caps and gowns, so kind of the community can wave and just wish them well on their way.
Well, that'll be going on 2 weeks from today, right around this time then, won't it?
It will, yeah. And then graduation Sunday is May 31st at 2 p.m., so...
It's coming right down there, isn't it? Sure.
Yeah.
Lots of T's to be crossed and I's to be dotted and things like that. And then, so now do you go back and do you have another class next year? Or do you go back to the sophomore level and come on up through with them? Or?
I'm working with one of the other teachers. I had thought about maybe working with the freshmen, but I'm going to work with Mrs. Clarkson and help the senior class next year, I believe is the plan right now. So I'll get a new class of students, and that's exciting to look forward to as well.
Wonderful. Yeah. Coming down to the last things, the last moments for everything, including the choir concert. Ella, you looking forward to that on Monday night?
Yep, we have that Monday night, yeah.
So are you looking forward to any particular songs or anything like that?
I'm not sure the name. It repeats the same lyric over and over. I think it's called Underground. I don't know, but it's a really fun song. It's like my part, I'm a tenor. You literally say like the whole, like the same thing, like the whole song, but it's like kind of fast. And then like you slow down. I don't know. It's a really cool dynamic and I'm excited for that one. Yeah.
Well, that'll work on your speech therapy then,
yeah.
Right? Or something
yeah,
like that.
Right.
Absolutely. Does the choir perform at graduation then?
Yeah, we do. We do. Yeah. We're getting our songs ready for that right now.
Right.
Yeah.
And are you in choir as well, Taylor?
I used to be, not anymore.
Okay. Band? You guys, were you in band?
Freshman year?
Yeah. You've been involved in a lot of things.
Yeah.
Looking at the walk, do you remember being youngsters and seeing the oldsters come
yeah,
through?
Yeah, I kind of vividly remember being at St. Mary's and standing in the hallways and seeing like both of my sisters, and even when I was little, just seeing like other classes without like any relatives in it, and I was like, wow, they are so old. And now it's just so different. It's so different because I feel so young. I feel so little, like a kid still.
Right. And some of the youngsters that you guys mentored, Taylor, at St. Mary's, they're you probably see them in a couple of weeks when you walk through the halls, won't you?
Yes, we had, when we were in eighth grade at St. Mary's, we had kindergarten buddies, and now they're in fourth grade. My sister's in that class, and then my two little cousins. So it's going to be just crazy walking through there, and yeah. I really haven't been back much since I graduated, so it's going to be a walk down memory lane.
That's a long walk, too. You know, you put all those miles together there on that day. So get your walking shoes on, I guess.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the community is invited to get out and support you as well. And then graduation coming up on the 30th, too. Mm-hmm. So whose mother is going to cry first at the ceremony?
Definitely mine.
Yours?
Mine's very empathetic, and I appreciate that about my mother.
Well, that's awesome. Anything else either of you two would like to add today? It's been really good to have you in here.
And I think so.
It's been great to be here, Phil.
Good luck. Good luck. Make some more memories here in the next couple of weeks, too.
Thank you, Phil. Thank you for having us.
Taylor Wirtz and Ella Karen's joining us here on WRCO. Carrie, anything else you want to add today to our morning show?
Just a big thank you to the senior class. It's, again, really, really sad to see them go, but we're so grateful for the time that they've given us, all the activities they've been a part of, all the things that they've left for our CHS and the Richland School District in general. Graduation is always a happy and sad time. It's that great kind of mix of the both, that we're so happy for them, so happy to see them going on, but also sad that they are leaving our school district, but we know that they are leaving it better than they found it, and we're so grateful to them and the community that has supported them so well throughout these 4 years. And we know we'll say the same thing in 27, that our community has supported them, but it is a great class. We're really proud of them and can't wait to see where they go.
And Miranda, you mentioned Mrs. Clarkson. I believe she's the featured speaker, isn't she?
She is. The students chose her. She's moving maybe to a different role in the district next year. And I know every year our seniors are so fortunate. She's one of the senior English teachers. And so they thought this would be fitting their last year with her and her new role kind of in the district next year. We're really, really fortunate to have her speak on that graduation Sunday. So.
And one other plug, too. You will be speaking at Baccalaureate on Sunday.
Yes, I will. I will be giving a little testimony at Baccalaureate on Sunday, along with, I think, seven other students are giving a little testimony. Yes.
And that's at the high school on this coming Sunday night, right?
Yes. Yes. Starts at
7:00?
7:30.
Whoops, 7:30.
Well, 7:30.
You'll be there early then, Ella.
Yeah, I will be there at 7. That's when I have to get there.
Can you give us any insight into the speech, or is that still under construction?
No, it's finished. It's kind of just about being a blessing. There's a little story behind it, and yeah, just about how my mother has taught me to be a blessing.
Wonderful. Well, we'll look forward to that on Sunday night.
Yeah.
Thank you. Good luck.
Thank you, Phil.
Joining us, Ella Karen's Taylor Wirtz, Miranda Culver, Senior Class Advisor, and Carrie Stoltz, Director of Marketing and Communications with the Richland School District.